Marty Lurie here on Memories of the Game with Ken the Hawk Harrelson. And, Hawk, it's always great to talk baseball with you. Sort of an unusual anniversary coming up. It is August the 19th, and it is going to be the 40-year anniversary of Tony Conigliaro being just 22 years old when it happened at Fenway Park. Jack Hamilton, a right-hander for the Angels, did it. It impacted your career to some degree as well. But I'd love to get your thoughts about that time, as I think we should remember Tony Conigliaro.
Tony was a terrific, in fact, the best-looking young home run hitter I've ever seen. He was just an unbelievable hitter for power. And Jack Hamilton was a terrific guy. Jack was not throwing at him. It was a pitch that got away. So that's one reason that everybody in baseball could certainly live with that. But it did impact my career, and it's amazing how our careers intertwined, because we had just left Fenway Park a few days prior to Tony getting hit. And I had big series against them, and of course they were running for the pennant. I was with Kansas City, and then when he got hit, of course, you know, they remembered that series that I had against them, and then I became a free agent because of Charlie Finley. So then they came after me very hard, and then I went to Boston, and then later on when I came back as a broadcaster, and then I was going to the White Sox. Tony was in San Francisco as a broadcaster, and he came back and interviewed for my job. So Joe Domino, who was the general manager at WSBK, asked me what I thought about it, and I said, I think it's great, you know. So he and Tony had a meeting. He got that job, and Billy, his brother, was taking him to the airport the day that he had the heart attack. And it was the day after he had accepted the job, you know, to come take my place in the booth there at Fenway Park. So, yeah, we had an interesting interchange of careers there. But Tony and I became very, very close. I didn't like him at all when we played against him, because he beat us all the time. You know, you don't like guys that beat you. And then after the accident and after we got to know each other, then we became very, very close friends, and what happened later on was a tragedy.
Ken Harrelson with us here talking about Tony Conigliaro. What made him such a good home run hitter at the age of 22? Did he just have the great bat speed? Could he turn on that inside pitch?
Well, he was 6'4", about 215 pounds with a 32-inch waist, and a good-looking guy, a good-looking kid, you know, and as strong as a bull, fearless. He was one of the few guys that you can actually say was completely fearless at the plate. And he got hit a lot. You know, he just didn't move. Once he got in there, he was absolutely in there. Now, if you threw it at his head, he'd try to get out of the way at it. But if you threw it at his shoulder, that's where you hit him. If you threw it at his hands, that's where you hit him. Tony was just, he was entrenched at the plate. And as I said, probably as fearless as any hitter I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen him do things at the plate that we can't talk about on the air, but just disdaining the pitcher. I mean, having no regard for him whatsoever. Oh, yeah, it was amazing. And, of course, if you're playing with him, you loved it. If you're playing against him, you hated it. But, no, he had a mind of his own. He had a great stroke. In fact, one of the greatest arguments I've ever seen in my life. I was in the clubhouse one day at Fenway there during the winter to actually, it was October, to pick up my mail. So I'm standing in there and looking at my mail. So Tony comes walking in. So we start talking a little bit. He had come to pick up his mail. So we're talking for about 5 or 10 minutes. All of a sudden, here comes Ted in. Williams comes walking in. So the three of us are sitting there. And obviously, if the three of us are sitting there, we're going to start talking about hitting. Well, we started talking about hitting. And, of course, Ted was the big advocate of the uppercut swing. Tony was a big advocate of hitting down on the ball, trying to hit down on the ball. So they got into this argument. And I'm telling you, when I sit over there like a church mouse, I didn't say a word. And it was all I could do to stop from laughing, because it was hilarious. Marty, these guys were going at each other so hard, it was just unbelievable, because they were both etched in stone. Finally, Ted, after about 5 or 10 minutes, Ted looked at Tony and started cussing at him, because Ted could cuss with the best of them, and walked out of the clubhouse. And then I couldn't hold it anymore. I just erupted. And Tony was still hot. So he walked out of the clubhouse, and I'm sitting there. I must have sat there for 2 minutes by myself just laughing my behind off. But it was one of the best arguments I've ever seen.
You joined the Red Sox in August of 67 or early September. Well, it had to be August of 67. What was it like for you? Because Tony C., not clear, would he come back? Would he he not come back? I know he had a severe injury, but was there an element of tension around the club?
No. No, and to tell you the truth, people have asked me before, was there a lot of pressure on me coming in after Tony, because he was a fan favorite there. I never thought about it. I really didn't, because I was too into, so to speak, trying to help this club win a pennant. And, of course, we had Yastrzemski, and then I got into watching him play. And really, that was one of the reasons that I became a pretty good hitter after that, because of the fact that I watched Yastrzemski and I saw what it took. I hit behind him. In fact, I'm the guy who hit behind the last Triple Crown winner. And watching him, hitting behind him, watching him, how he had to ratchet it up in his concentration against these good pitchers, especially going down the stretch in a pennant race, it really helped me in my career. It was for the first time I realized how much you had to focus, how much you had to grind it out with these guys, because of the fact if you didn't, you could not be successful at that level. And so I never really got into the pressure of trying to follow Tony Conigliaro or anything like that. And then, as luck would have it, I hit it off with the fans, and you know, and then we became very, very close.
Boy, thanks, Hawk, for doing the profile on Tony Conigliaro. August 19th, 1967. Boy, the time goes quickly.
Yes, it does. And I'll tell you, Tony was a great kid, and it would have been a lot of fun to watch what he could have accomplished in baseball. He may have hit 700 or 800 home runs playing in Fenway Park.
Thanks, Hawk.
Okay, Marty.
We'll be back with more right after these messages.